always get what you want. You can't always.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, a development in the California governor race. Talked about a little bit before. Gavin Newsom is doing a great job, Democratic governor. The Republicans all ganged up around him, against him. They want him out, and they think they can do it in a recall because Arnold Schwarzenegger won a weak recall election for the Republicans a long time ago against Governor Gray Davis, the Democrat, and they think they can do it again. Well, they're not going to do it again. Here's the development. It takes 1.5 million signatures to get it on the ballot, and they've collected a little over 2 million. And most of them were not Republicans. They were people, they go to somebody and they say, hey, do you like the COVID thing? No, I really don't. Do you like having wear a mask? And nah, I don't like any of that. Okay, sign this. That's really what happened. But when people look at it in hard terms, right now in the polls, only 40% of the people want Gavin Newsom recalled. 60% don't. And in an election, 55% will vote for him. So I think he looks pretty solid, good governor. I told you that Caitlyn Jenner, a celebrity, is thinking of running and is sniffing around. Well, there's more teeth into it. Trump is now behind her. Brad Parscale, remember him? Brad Parscale, Trump's campaign manager, is advising Caitlyn Jenner. Carolyn Wren, a GOP senior fundraiser for Trump, is advising Caitlyn Jenner. This isn't by accident. Trump around the country is endorsing some people, attacking some people. He endorsed Marco Rubio. He'll endorse Rand Paul, people like that, Josh Hawley. He attacks Lisa Murkowski. He attacks Ben Sasse. He attacks Mitt Romney. But he's also picking long shots. He's picking people who are not in office. He will back Lee Zeldin for governor of New York against Andy Cuomo. And he is now backing Caitlyn Jenner for governor of California. And that I say that because Brad Parscale in a million years would not be advising Caitlyn Jenner without Trump's knowledge and permission. Carolyn Wren in a million years would not be advising Caitlyn Jenner without Trump's permission and knowledge. So stay tuned. I think Trump's in for a bad defeat in California. Gavin Newsom will swamp Caitlyn Jenner or any Republican. The other ones they have is a former mayor of San Diego, who's really a piece of work, and then somebody else who no one knows who he is. He just stuck his name on there, and they're not clear who he is. I'm not clear who he is. These sorts of people are not going to make it. What would they do different in the COVID? Would they say, okay, no mask in California, no social distancing, whatever, whatever? No. Nobody would do that. Nobody in the right mind would do that, except the Republican Party of Wisconsin would do it, and unfortunately, that's another story. But stay tuned for the governor race in California. Another foreign policy development. Russians are amassing, as you know, on the Ukraine border. They say it's an exercise, but then they say in sort of crocodile tears, but of course, if Russian-speaking people who are ethnically Russian in eastern Ukraine near our border are being harassed, we may have to go in and defend them. And of course, if we defend them and we're attacked, then we may have to go to war with Ukraine. They've suggested this with Estonia. Estonia borders Russia. Remember the Baltic states? Ever since the end of the Second World War, those of you who are too young may not remember this, but you should study it. The Russians occupied Poland. They occupied Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, East Germany. We finally got them out, and now they're trying to penetrate back in Ukraine, which used to be part of Poland. Lithuania used to be part of Poland. Poland was the largest by territory country in Europe at one time, back in the late 1700s. And it was dismantled by Russia, Prussia, Austria, and then the Nazis, and then the Russians. We can't let them go into Ukraine. What's happened is that Joe Biden has had a very terrific and forceful response, saying that that would not be acceptable to us. He's gotten France and Germany to back us up on it. And unlike Trump, who did everything he could to dismantle NATO and the EU, suck up to Putin, and basically egg him on in this kind of stuff, you have Biden saying, you better think twice. And he's sending ships into the Black Sea. And Russia, economy the size of Italy, a lot of domestic problems. I think that Putin's trying to take attention away from his killing of Alexei Navalny slowly by poison in prison. Navalny's not dead yet, but he will be. It's a very sick, sick political culture. Great people. I've been to Russia. It's a great people. Sick political culture. Stay tuned. Stay tuned on the Ruskies on the Ukrainian border. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.